This podcast is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department at Dominican University. And so I welcome you to the world of window dreams, where you get to know the unknown. My name is DJ Spiral, and in this podcast, you'll get to learn about the strange and unusual things in our world. Hey there, everyone. It's DJ Spiral, and this is episode 4. This episode is going to be based off of love, and I am really excited for this one. I feel like that we can get a lot of knowledge and experiences with love because it's such a broad feeling that everybody usually gets. And things that we're going to talk about is how it applies to different people. And the good and bad, why you experience love. And just like I said in the last episode, at the very end, we're going to have Liam Walker back in the podcast. And I'm going to ask him a few questions. We might have a couple other people. I don't know yet. But let's get started. Love can be used in so many different ways. Being affectionate towards somebody or have immense feelings towards an object or something or someone that's around you, or just a deep interest in a specific activity or someone. Love is a very radiating feeling, and I feel like most people have experienced love in their life, and I would like to say that most people have, because it's a very nice experience. With me, I experienced love in multiple different ways. Like with my parents, I love them both deeply, even though sometimes they can be a little bit out of control, but I still love them. Or if it is like a significant other, and just in any way you would want to do anything for any of those people. It's just like something that is just in your mind. And in ways, I also love places like here at school. I've never felt more myself. Like, just being here is amazing, and just being able to experience this, I love the experience here. But love sometimes can be overbearing and a little bit obnoxious at times, because it's such a leeching, like, feeling. It's very addictive with everything, because it also gives you a very big dopamine rush. And you kind of just chase for that a lot and all the time. I would also say that there's a very big love bug that's going around school right now. Where a lot of people are getting in relationships and or just having late night hookups, which is crazy to me. And take like my roommates, for example. My roommate, that lives right under me, he just got a girlfriend. A lot of the people on my lacrosse team have just got girlfriends, which is crazy. And also, let's not forget about that I just got a girlfriend. So, yeah, that's pretty exciting. Also, with the feeling love, it'll make you do things that you wouldn't usually do. Like, say, make you more affectionate in a way that you want to do anything and whatever for that specific person or to get that specific thing. It's an example, like buying impulse flowers. If none of you have done that, it's where you just go randomly buy flowers for that specific person. Or going on a really long drive to go get, say, Chick-fil-A because you love it so much. And like my friends that go to get Dutch Bros, they drive like an hour to go get Dutch Bros because they just love it and they crave it all the time, which I wouldn't. I've been on a couple of those drives. They're pretty long, and it's worth it at some points, but I think it's a little overrated. And also with that, having to like go constantly to be there and go get that thing, or not necessarily be with that person, because if you love somebody, you are going to want to always constantly be with that person. But it can also be very overbearing. It's some negative points about like love, because it gets a little bit too much at times, and people need their space sometimes, and that's also just communication. But sometimes if you love that person way too much, where it's completely overbearing, it becomes like downhill for that relationship, and it becomes this spiraling thing that just you're not on the same page about things, and just that leads up to a breakup, I would just say. I've personally experienced that. I wasn't the one being too much, but my partner was the one being a little bit too much, and we had conversations about it, but I don't think she really understood, and it just led to being something that was just overbearing, and I couldn't handle it. It was a little too much at times. My parents started to see that, so it was a little bit crazy. Not saying that she was crazy, just saying that it was a lot. Enough about the past. Let's talk about what's going on right now. So, recently, I just asked a certain someone out, and I really like this person. She's amazing and really cool, and just our vibes just fit perfectly together, which I haven't like experienced in a really long time. I've always had to match other people's vibes, which kind of sucks, but it's kind of nice, kind of relieving that I don't have to change myself. And I'm not ever going to change myself for anybody ever again, because I don't want to be somebody that I'm not. But enough about me. We're going to have somebody on the podcast and talk about some of their love experiences, either in the past or right now. So here's Felicity Parra.
Hi, I'm Felicity Parr, and today I'm going to be talking about my most recent love experience. I recently just got out of a 3-year relationship. We started dating when I was 15 years old, so we were really young, and she just recently broke up with me earlier this year. I feel like from the relationship, I gained a lot of experience, and I got to learn a lot about myself and how I am in a relationship. Once she had broken up with me earlier this year, for the first month, I remember just being so doubtful of myself and just questioning everything about who I am as a person and my worth. And I constantly questioned like what I could have done better, how I can better myself. I questioned whether I was pretty enough, or if I had certain interests, if she'd like me more. And I think the reality is that we started dating when we were so young, and we were just completely different people. And so all these years later, we've just gotten to the point where we're not compatible anymore, and our lives are just so completely separate that it just couldn't work out anymore. And so I realize now that we're just at completely different points in our lives, and that's completely okay and acceptable. And I can look back at those 3 years that we spent together and appreciate every single bit of it, and I can still love the person that she was in the relationship and the person that she is, while still being able to understand why things needed to end. And so I'm at a point now where I've regained a lot of that confidence that I felt like I'd lost. And I know now that in my next relationship, I can just be completely who I am as a person and focus on myself. And I know now that in a relationship, I need to be completely comfortable with who I am as a person, and that the right person for me will be accepting of my flaws and will be willing to communicate through all of that, while still being able to be compatible with my lifestyle, and what I'm going through. So, yeah, that's basically it. Is there anything else I need to say, really? Beauty is pain in this beauty. Zoom, 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 zoom. Okay, anyways. Yeah, I think you have to love yourself before you can love anybody else. And if things don't work out, it's completely okay. Your person's out there. You'll find them. And yeah. Anyways, guys, that's my segment. And have a great day.
Hey, guys, my name is Angel, and I'm going to talk about my love experiences, specifically your most recent one. And yeah, so there was this guy I became friends with in the beginning of the year, and like we knew each other for a while because we had class, but we didn't really talk. But then this year we became friends, and I knew we hit it off because like I just felt so like comfortable around him, like in a friend way, like I can talk to him about like whatever, anything. And yeah, and then one night things escalated, well, in a good way, and we got intimate, not in that sense, but like we were just, like, intimate, and it was just, like, a fun little thing. I didn't really think anything of it because I didn't really want to be in a relationship. I wasn't really planning on being in a relationship. I just wanted to focus on myself and on school because that was just, like, my main priority. And, yeah, but, you know, things happen. And, yeah, so it, like, lasted, like, a week. Not lasted, but, like, it went on for, like, a week. And it was just, like, very nice and fun because he made me feel very pretty and very seen, especially coming from like a guy in like a romantic way. It's like very different and very, and then break hit. So we didn't see each other for another week, not another week, but we didn't see each other for a week. And, but we still like kept in contact, talked, called, or like FaceTimed pretty often, not often, but like a lot. And it was just still that fun, nice, or like sweet energy, you know? And then, yeah. It just, like, continued on, and even though it was only a couple weeks, I feel like it was, like, a lot of intimate stuff, which kind of shows or gives you more thought about it. And then, yeah, but then after a little bit, things kind of changed, and then he got a little distant, and it just made me, like, overthink things, because even though I did say I didn't really want a relationship at first, you know, like, things happen, and, like, emotions and thoughts change, feelings change, but sometimes things don't go the way you want it to. And then, yeah, and like compared to like past stuff I've been in and like things like my friends would tell me, it just also makes you realize that the people who want to be in your life will be in your life, and you can't really force things that aren't there, you know? Like the energy you give, you should give back, and you can't really hope for more than, like, you can't force someone or like force someone to stay that way, you know, because if they wanted to, they would. But it's also just in the sense that the people who are meant to be in your life in like any way, like romantic or friend way, they will stay in your life. And sometimes things don't always last. You know, sometimes things are just short little fun memories and also just like fun moments, especially like in college. Like, you'll experience things good and bad, but you like learn from it. And yeah.
Thank you so much, Angel and Felicity, for those two really great stories about your guys' love experiences and what you've been through in the feeling of love. And I think that is a good place for us to end this episode off, which I've really had a fun time making this episode. It's been probably my favorite ones. And, well, see you guys.